brought to you by the Every Dollar app. Start budgeting for free today.
Well, I worked very, very hard to get where I'm at. I met my husband in my early 20s, and I had about 20 store credit cards and $6,000 in debt, and he helped me get out of that. We worked super hard, saved every dime, didn't go on vacations for decades, put a lot of money towards the mortgages. Now we live in a great area, our dream house, great location, but I literally have no idea how much money we have, and we're still not going on vacation or living life. And I'm just a smart person that's doing really dumb decisions by not finding this information out. And every time I ask, it's not going anywhere. And it's not that I don't trust him, because he's very, very good with money. It's just, I think we're going overboard in what we were doing, and I don't know how to kind of get out of this merry-go-round of just my head stuck in the sand.
Why is it that he won't share with his wife the money that you have?
I just never, in the beginning, because I was the one in debt coming into the marriage.
How long have you been married?
20 years.
I've been married 43. If the stuff I did stupid in the first 7 years of marriage was still counted against me, I probably wouldn't be alive.
I know.
So I don't, you know, what you did 20 years ago doesn't count. Why is it that 20 years into your marriage, you don't know what's going on with the money? Why does he not think you're worthy of that?
Probably because I haven't pushed it. You know, every time I push it, he just doesn't want to get into it. And I just kind of back off, and then I don't fight it. And I'm to the point where I have to know this stuff. If something happened to him, I would have to know how to pay the mortgage.
Okay. So how can we help you?
How do I get out of this? I don't know if it's a mindset I'm stuck in, or if it's just I'm scared. I just kind of want to get out of this hold of just not knowing.
Well, I guess, I mean, I don't want to be a smart aleck or anything, but the way you get out of the hole of not knowing is you start knowing, which means Bozo's going to have to open up his mouth and tell you what the flip's going on, and you're going to have to demand it as a part of him continuing to live.
Okay. Yeah.
Hey, dude, I'm going to duct tape you to the bed and beat you with a baseball bat. You're going to tell me what the flip's going on here, okay? I'm kidding. Don't do that. But, I mean, you really are, you sound sweet, and you sound so apologetic, like you've done something wrong for asking about your life, and you don't owe anybody an apology for that. You don't need to be a jerk about it, but you do need to lean in hard enough that he decides he's going to share with you and say, listen, I am terrified because I do not know what's going on. It's not okay that I don't know what's going on. And starting right now, I'm going to know what's going on, or we're going to have other problems in this house.
Okay.
Can you find that much roar in your voice?
Yes. It's just, I can't live. It's like a five-year-old that throws a fit. You know, he goes into that mode.
Yeah, you sound like someone who's been, who's the subject of domestic abuse, the way you're verbalizing it. Like, it's all your fault that he's misbehaving.
I think it's the way I grew up with money. I'm the youngest of five kids, and there's a huge age difference between me and my siblings. And
yeah, how old are you?
I am 47.
Okay, it's time to grow up then.
Yeah.
I don't give a crap what happened when you were a kid.
Yeah.
As of right now, you're like a 47-year-old grown woman.
And he needs to grow up, too.
And, yeah, walk in there and say, Bubba, this ain't going this way anymore. We're not doing this. Not happening.
Okay.
You've told us that you trust him, but the truth is I don't think he trusts you. If he's not willing to share any of this and be transparent with you, there's a bigger problem on his side.
Yeah, and he enjoys no one questioning his decisions.
Is he controlling in other areas, too?
Just like stupid stuff like restaurants we go to, we don't like the same food. So,
I don't think that's stupid. Eating is something we do a lot of, three times a day if you're normal.
Yeah.
So I don't. I think you don't get a vote in this marriage in every other area, and that's not okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I live where I always dreamed of, and you know,
there's a difference between having a vote and being a kept woman.
Yeah.
You're kind of tired of being a kept woman is why you called.
Yeah. Well, I wish I was a kept woman. I make my own money and, you know, contribute to the household. So, I mean, it'd be nice if...
You're kind of missing the point, darling.
I know.
Okay,
I know.
So are you gonna sit down with him and deal with your marriage issue or not?
Yes.
Okay, good. I'm proud of you. And if he absolutely refuses to share with you what's going on in the finances when you point blank demand that as an equal share in this marriage, then you guys need to go see a marriage counseling, to which Bozo's not going to go, and you get to go by yourself and learn how to speak Bozo. And that's what the marriage counselor will do. They teach you how to speak that. So,
I didn't know that. That's a fun way to put it.
Well, I mean, they teach you how to come back and do the confrontation and give you, you know, because basically what we're talking about here is a boundaries violation. And the first thing that happens when someone violates your boundaries, whoever we are, our friend Dr. Henry Cloud, of course, wrote the consummate book on that, boundaries. But you feel like you did something wrong. You feel crazy.
But you're now called gaslighting. That's the new term for this. When they make you feel like the crazy one and you're the problem.
Yeah, and that's typically when the boundaries are being violated, that's what's going on.
And it's an abuse mechanism.
And it's a manipulation. And so, you know, I feel like I did something wrong. But what happens is when you get in the presence of a coach or a counselor, or you call us, you know, we're going to come alongside you and go, by the way, you're not crazy. So, as a matter of fact, what they're doing is crazy. So you need to step back up on that boundary again. And this time you need to stand on it and not get pushed off of it with gaslighting, manipulation, whatever it is, right? And so, but this open, guys, this is coming up more and more and more. And Rachel and Dr. John Deloney are doing the money and marriage event in the fall, and they're going... They both have gone down a rabbit hole on this research that's out there right now. There's fresh research in, but it's old. It's an old subject. I saw the research, similar research 30 years ago, but we used to call it the marriage advantage, because the statistics were that a single man did not prosper financially in his career, in his health. His health wasn't as good as a married man. And the idea being that relationships are good for you, good relationships, not toxic ones. And the idea being that when you have something to work for your family, you're serving someone, it changes your demeanor, it changes your character, you lean in, you prosper for good reason. Because, you know, when you got kids and dogs and stuff, you know, bills to pay, all of a sudden it's different.
Gives you some purpose.
Yeah, and so there was what we used to call the marriage advantage. Well, now we're seeing it, and they're calling it all kinds of different things, but we're seeing the exact same data is still there. We found it again when we did all the millionaire research with all the millionaires. We found that the couple that is married and has a healthy marriage relationship, meaning that they both are speaking into the decisions, they're both speaking into the future dreams, they're both speaking into the sacrifices and prices that have to be paid to get to those dreams, they're speaking into major purchases, they're speaking into major giving decisions, and the ones that do that together, who can find a virtuous wife, for her worth is far above rubies, the heart of her husband safely trusts her, and he will have no lack of gain. Huh. Gentlemen, you want no lack of gain? Virtuous wife, listen to her. Now, wives, Larry Burkett used to remind us that that does not give you permission to become the Holy Spirit. That's his job. So a virtuous wife understands that. And so it's, you know, thoughtful, wise input into life. You live longer, better, and you prosper more. It's a pretty dumb formula, but it's kind of obvious. Create your free every dollar budget today, the simplest way to budget for your life.